5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we good?
Good. I don't know where to put that.
You can't hear anything, can you? Explosion. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Genre Banter podcast. As usual, we will get through the ads to keep the fucking lights on around here. Do you have a sponsor in your podcast?
JJ Donnelly's Fintnet.
Shout out to JJ Donnelly's Fintnet. Let me guess, butchers?
No, hardware.
Hardware. Is it really?
No. I'm just looking at a free lot of screws.
They just got a free one there. Shout out to our OG sponsor, manscaped.com. Do you have a Manscaped?
No.
Well, you can use the second hand one I have there, blow the dust off it. You can take that home.
I need a right size of one now.
You would. You'd need two separate ones.
It's like briar, like.
Briar, yeah. And you see, they do instruct in the small print not to use it on the face.
No, but this is like this on my balls as well.
Is it? The face on it.
It's just this upside down.
Do you have a wiry balls? Wiry balls?
Wiry balls or wiry bush?
Real wiry bush on the balls?
Not too bad, no.
No, I'm not.
It's all went to my face and back and chest.
I know, I'm the same. I've quite a reserved...
It's actually quite bald, isn't it? It's like the Sahara.
Yeah, mine's like... You know, people talk about hairy balls. The balls are fine. The balls aren't an issue.
I never knew how you could actually use them on balls and not get them caught up in them.
Well, funny you should say that, Mark, because... They do have anti-snag technology.
All right.
They've got a plastic blade there so you can tear away. And
so there's a team of scientists working on this?
There's a team of scientists making sure that you don't nick your bag. And you can do it in the shower. Why is that, you ask? It's waterproof, man.
Oh.
It's a waterproof shaver. It's got a light on it. So if you're ever stuck in a dark, wet cave and you're like, if only I could shave my nuts, you can use the Lawnmower 4.0. Right. Fantastic. Shout out to Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAM1, get 20% off. Or walk around like this guy. All year. What's our other sponsor? Calm. Do you use the Calm app?
I've heard of it.
The Calm app, Mark, is it's an app that just helps you through life. You know what I mean? It's got mindfulness techniques in there. Helps your anxiety. You know, it's got... breathing techniques, it's got guided meditations.
I was going to start a similar company called Weesht.
Yes.
And I was going to like Weesht. Record my voice.
Oh yeah.
And just tell wee stories.
You should get into that. They Calm have adult sort of bedtime stories. Not adult as in they're obscene, but adult as in they're not talking about like dinosaurs and shit. But they'll have like Matthew McConaughey going like, well, hello there, welcome to the, and you're out cold in 2 seconds. It's great. It's great stuff. It's the best. It's the best app for... keeping yourself chilled out, keeping yourself calm. Do you know how much you get off with a code? Calm.com/banter. Free. 40% off your year subscription.
Jesus. What is that?
They're not giving it away. They're not giving it away, Mark. But it is essential for modern day living. Shout out to Calm.com. Will we start it? We'll start it. That's the
General Banter podcast with Colin Jettis.
There we are. We got through it. Ladies and gentlemen. Had a stroke there. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McCartney.
Hello.
Most culture move ever, look is it?
But the sugar-free one though, so...
Alright.
Was that emo culture or...?
Just sort of modern, neo-culture.
Modern culture.
Why do you go sugar-free? Keep the abs?
Look at me.
Keep the abs.
I need to keep as much sugar out of me as possible. Well, I put about 5 in the coffee. And then I like to even it out with the sugar-free.
Do you like a sweet coffee?
Well, I only take about like 3, to be fair.
That's a lot. I'd throw up if I had 3.
It is. And there's been times where I've been like, I need to get off the sugar.
Yeah.
But I never do.
What about the tea?
Same
in the tea?
Three, yeah.
You see, normally hardcore cultures would be like, what? Don't let any fucking sugar near that.
No. But funny, though, she went off sugar for Lent and she's never took it since.
Which Lent, though?
Oh, years ago.
All right.
The one of 95. 07.
The big year.
The big one. And but I've always like, any time I've tried it without sugar, like I just throw it out halfway through.
But you see, I would have had, I'd have had sugar in the tea because my dad did it for years. And you just thought like, this is how you make tea. And then eventually just tried it without it. And it takes you about 3 cups of tea and then you don't give a fuck.
But so it's just water without the sugar, really?
Now you leave the bag in it for a minute.
No, but like even with, like, it just tastes very like, just water.
Well, tea is bullshit. Like, I have about 3 cups of tea a year.
Oh, no, I'd have about 10 daily.
Really?
Oh, a big tea.
I'd have 10 coffees a day, like. And it does nothing for me. I just get to the point where I just fully crash.
I would never make a coffee at the house. I'd only ever, like, buy it.
Like, high-end coffee like that? Oh, the bar.
Yeah. I wouldn't be into this fancy stuff. I just like the hard stuff.
Well, sure, if you've fucking 3 sugars in it, you could be drinking any of that shit.
But I like the milk.
Clip it. Clip it.
Mother's milk.
He likes the milk. What's that, a cappuccino?
Yeah.
Dirty slut. I like the frank and honest one, I must say. It's good.
And I tried
The wee one's good.
No, I wouldn't thank you for frank and honest now, barista.
Really?
I
don't know. Do you know why? Me and Al have talked about this. The flat white from the frank and honest is about entry level, like where coffee start to get good.
Which your flat white's just skim milk, isn't it?
It's just milk. It's just a short sort of cappuccino.
There's a wee hint of coffee in it?
No, it's the same amount of coffee. It's always the same amount of coffee.
Which that's just milk and coffee.
Aye, but that's very... I don't know we're going to get into an argument so soon. the espresso... You're a fucking technician in the coffee world. Huh? The machine will give you, what, 2 shots usually? Yeah. The machine will give you 2 shots of espresso. And then an Americano is the rest of its water.
Oh, fuck.
And then a cappuccino, the rest was quite a bit of milk, a bit of fluff.
Just stick with an Ambari.
And what's a flat white? Mainly fluff? It's a short cappuccino.
Less amount of milk. Yeah. I really wanted to get into the iced coffees.
Right.
And when we were in New York, McCann got one. And he's like, try that. And I was like, lovely.
Yeah.
We were up in Belfast last Thursday and I got the same thing, pish.
Where?
Starbucks.
Well, was it sweet? It probably was the one you tasted sweet, because I bet you McCann got like a fucking...
No, it was the exact same one.
Vanilla latte.
If I see anything that I like, and I text it into McCann, because then I can look back. Because I can't remember the name of things. So I was like looking back and it was like an iced mocha something. But in New York,
that would be
lovely.
Nice. It's like a fucking mocha's half coffee, half chocolate.
But the most in America, they put like fucking shovelfuls of sugar in it.
They probably do. They actually, I was in a Costa. Remember, we were doing a gig in like Queens or something, and there's a Costa, I think, in like where Mandel Hall was. And I got like an iced coffee, and the girl just put like 2 big shovelfuls of fucking dust into it. It didn't look like regular sugar, but she was trying to get it to fluff up or something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Sawdust.
But it was good, probably. Just ease, just cat. But But you guarantee if McCann gets it, it's the fucking diabetes 5000 version of it. The guy's out of control.
Well, I think America is like, everything is like sweeter out there because they're just ramen full of fucking ease and whatever.
Probably.
But it definitely, I was like, this is not the same thing at all, but it was the exact same thing.
Because
McCann knows his stuff.
Oh, he does, but he also... Like, we were in America with him too, and the guy is just, you know, he's going to get his foot cut off one of these days.
I never seen a man that can put stuff away in my life.
And he'll say something like, I'm on my holidays, and then he'll just, you know, go for lunch and then have 5 bags of Gushers.
He says that in Noma as well. Go to the drive-thru. It's my holiday.
You've been on a lot of holidays this year, McCann.
Every morning I get up and I would have got pancakes.
Right.
Now, and the boys make it on the grill. Now, they're fucking brutes, like 3
yeah,
big
fat ones,
stacks.
Yeah.
Like, I would eat one and I would dump the rest because the sweat would be teeming off me. And one morning he got the same thing. And by the time I got the last bite of the one, he was licking the plate, 3 gone. Like.
That's what happens when you're the youngest of like 15 people. Just fucking
aye.
Survival mode, just shoveling it all in.
But sure, they were all grown up whenever he was born, was he not? Aye, it's just no excuse.
You know what they're like.
I'm on my holidays and the youngest child.
Aye. What do you want? What do you want after your pancakes, love? Steak dinner?
Just a funnel.
Like when I'm geese, you know, fucking foie gras geese.
No, nothing ever goes to waste. Like even the nights out, there was another time where there may have been a round laying left, like, and just the Uber would have landed and he just would have took the three of them. Gone.
The man's an animal.
Gone. Oh, he definitely's going to be the first today, like.
Which is weird, because I see Mickey last night and he just looked like he could have poked your hand through his skin.
Aye, but that's different. He has a... Like, McCann's a self-inflicted.
And Mickey's Mickey's fucking...
Mickey picked up scabies somewhere and...
He's done some bits to himself, like...
Aye, but this is, like, medical.
I'd say it'll be medical when McCann gets his feet taken off, too. I didn't know. I watched this thing on TikTok where you get all your fucking medical knowledge. I didn't know that. I thought, like... the diabetes thing was just like, I was trying in my head trying to go like, why do you end up getting your feet cut off? But then this guy was like, oh, you know, if you have whatever type of diabetes, you got to be really careful you don't like injure your foot. Like if you stand on a thing and cut your foot or you've got some sort of whatever, and then you get an infection dead easy, and then that's how you get the leg off. I thought it just filled up with sugar and had to get rid of it.
Reserve, having to get a ramp on every stage and just dragging them up.
Fuck, I remember there used to be a bunch of lads came to Laverys and they were all like wheelchair basketball players.
All right.
And they didn't have a wheelchair lift yet. And then there'd be like, oh, these boys are here for the comedy. And there'd be like four of them. And they're not wee. You know what I mean? They're like athletes. So they're all tanks, but they're in a fucking wheelchair. And the bouncers would just be like, no, we're not insured to fucking help men boys up the stairs at all. So me and Dave Elliott would be fucking hauling these bastards up the stairs, sweat pissing off us.
Two in each arm.
Not even. No, these were fucking like big. You know what I mean? Like fucking wheelchair basketball players. They're all sitting there like this. And you're fucking like, thank God you had something to hold on to even.
Do you ever see them, that sport?
Do you see that documentary, Murderball?
I've heard of that, but no, I've never seen it.
They fucking just wreck each other. It's so violent.
Unreal.
It might be wheelchair rugby, actually. But they just fucking smash into each other. And all I can think about is like, what if you get your hand stuck between the two wheels? And
is the wheels angled though that you don't?
They're angled, yeah, cambered a wee bit. Like, is that the word? Camber? That's a real fucking boy racer term, that. The wheels are calmered, but a wee bit like that. So yeah, they probably don't meet flush like that.
Aye, a wee bit of room. Get your hands.
But you know, it's all violent until you're on your back, and then you know it's like an old shape.
Everybody
you have to
loves
go
a bit of violence, no matter what way your shape you're in.
Yeah. Wheelchair basketball. I mean, I wouldn't even fucking. I can barely walk, let alone push myself on wheels.
I was watching the other day some film. Oh, really old Will Ferrell film. The way the racing one.
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights.
Oh, yeah.
And he was doing that wheelchair basketball. Like, he'll never walk again. And he put his foot up. He was booting the boys in the face.
I had this realization the other day. There's nothing funny on anymore. There's like nothing fucking funny.
There hasn't been a really, really good comedy film or like that since the first Hangover.
Well, it's shite too, but you know, but there was.
But I mean, like blockbuster comedy, aye. Like that was.
But then
the
there
last.
Was like a wave of, you know, where there was like Superbad and fucking, yeah. You know, it just kept going, like the Talladega Nights, the Step Brothers, the fucking all that yeah. Shit was just came out in like a big burst, and then even like, you know, like Forgetting Sarah Marshall or you know
American
things like that.
American Pie.
It's just what?
American Pie.
American Pie. Yeah. Hasn't been a good movie since Caddyshack.
But that is like they're all who was I was talking about that one and they're saying like every comedy now is just disguised as a drama.
Yeah.
So if they say something that's what they go, well that's a drama. You can say it in the drama.
It's a dramedy. That's a word I've
so
heard.
That's
that.
Why there's no such thing as a stateless comedy anymore. Like.
I remember the TV company I worked in, they were like, we make edutainment.
You're educating people?
It's educational entertainment.
What are we educating?
I was doing nothing. I was smoking, I was smoking fags out the back. I was just fucking killing time. I'd have two double Mac screens and I'd have fucking After Effects and then like Final Cut and then I'd just be watching a DVD. Or like, it was probably a DVD at the time. You used to bring your own DVDs. Just in the corner, really small. I'd be like just moving the mouse around After Effects, but just watching like fucking, just watching whatever. There we go.
How long do you do that?
Too long. 1 year, I think.
Them entry-level media jobs are horrendous.
Like. Blow your brains out, like.
I used to do weddings.
There would be like, here's like fucking 25 takes. of this presenter. So it wasn't like acting or whatever. You couldn't like pick a good one. You just had to see this fucking, and they had to get like some, you know, like wannabe presenter. It wasn't like a well-known presenter. It was like some guy from America. He's like, I can dance and I can present and I can do anything. And they got him in, and he, it would just be him like, whoa, doing all the fucking warm-ups and all. And they'd be like, today, guys, we're in Chicago. You know, like, welcome to Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives. But it was the same thing, and he'd either fluff it or he wouldn't. So I'd just be like, good, 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 good. And then the good ones, I'd have to be like, good, too much hands. You know, like, good, fucking car and background. You just had to like somehow differentiate it's between awful. The same fucking thing.
I used to have to go to the bride's house before weddings and film the whole like morning and all. And you're just literally just hours.
Just you.
Just editing out the bride going, fuck's sake, daddy, where are you? Come on, where's the sausage rolls, for fuck's sake?
I don't know why.
Him covered in shite, just him from the milking parlour.
Like. I was going to say, I don't know why that's funnier than it's you, did it?
I just stand in the corner of the camera, just...
Just looking like a pervert.
Flying in the wall.
Full beard and all. Like.
No trousers.
Oh, fuck. Because, like, when... Now, when you and that... Was it you and fucking... Ross did it?
Ross and Shane.
You know what I mean? Cool guys, you know? Get the top knot on, got the linen shirt, you know, they're... Hey, we're cool camera guys. Mm. There's not you and the wellies in the background with two spar bags tied over the wellies so you don't dirty the good carpet.
Hey, that's how it's done. It's for
just you.
The spar bags are for audio purposes.
I just the audio is just you so, breathing down the back of the thing.
But that's all there was.
You're slipping out, daughter. You're slipping out. Do you need a bit of tape? I have a bit of gaff in the.
Hey, you want one last go before you get hitched? Grab the tripod there. That's all there was. It was like if you said
your bathroom empty now, is it?
If you're into media, they're like, oh, there's either porn or weddings.
Oh, here, make it happen.
And so that's so for. I used to help a boy from Fintan. Like he used to shoot the whole weddings, and then we got upgraded. Then the jamboree came to town.
Oh,
I remember managing it. I nearly got punched the head of me
just for filming shit.
Just for filming, because you'd be. I was videoing one time and I was just panning around and this boy was having a full scale argument with his girlfriend and he just happened to clock me at the precise moment where I had the camera on them, so it looked like I was filming him while they were full row. He fucking lost it, eh? He was about to kill me.
That would be great if it was just all you know, all the fuck. Here, have you seen the trailer for the latest jamboree? Has it happened already? That jamboree thing?
It was a couple of weeks ago, eh?
Did you see the trailer for it?
I don't think I did, no.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up here. Let me see. Trailer. Jamboree. It was like fucking Netflix shot this trailer.
It's probably the boy I used to do the weddings with, because he used to do all the...
What would I be typing in here? Jamboree.
Jamboree in the park.
In the park.
We were supposed to do that.
Why, the gig?
Yeah.
And it was during COVID, and it all felt like it was...
Well, no, it was kind of before COVID, and then COVID happened, and then...
Because I remember, it was a Chrissy Bowers or something, would you do this? Now you just pull some figure out of your arse. $9,000. He's like, oh, yes, I'll get you that.
You're
like,
$9,000? We were offered like...
No, it wasn't $9,000. You know what I mean? It was like, so it was some...
£500 a day at Coke.
You hit someone with that number, which means I don't want to do this.
And to be fair, see the Ecclesville Centre?
Jamboree in the park. What am I looking for here? Jamboree in the park. Hang on.
You could pack 2,000 people in it.
Oh, I'm sure. Just the stink of fucking diesel. And hold on. Jamboree in the Park, April 2020. This might have been the one I watched, right? Was it? We said, of course, we're playing off 4G. This will take 9 weeks. But it was... Yeah, bro. You can't even hear that, can you?
I can hear it in my mind.
Did you hear that big slam in there? Whoa-boom. Hands over. Hans Rimmer. Hans.
Oh, they take it very seriously. Like.
Hey, loose Hans Zimmer.
Nobody in the town has to work for a year after the jamboree comes to town.
Listen to that. There's Derek. Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, why?
We need a big screen up here, don't we, for the... Is it AVA or is it fucking Jamboree? The nights they played our wedding, I missed it.
Johnny Brady.
I know, it's like...
Have you ever been? It's fucking intense.
It is literally in a big tent.
No, it's not. That's the big center. Like, it's a big horse arena.
I want to go.
I wanted to go this year. They had on the Sunday. Did you ever see that? Is it Bingo Loco?
Oh, aye, Bingo Loco.
Where it's just fucking middle-aged women fighting over
dildos,
5 liters of Red Diesel and dildos and stuff.
Are you ready? But that's like over the top, isn't it? It's so over the top. And then you get there and it's like, bam, 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 ding, ding, you know.
But not to them. Like, they do go mental for that stuff. Like,
what's the like?
That's like Coachella.
What's
it's like, actually, it's like if you're there at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's like Burning Man. There's boys no clothes on. They're fucking lighting things on fire.
Getting rid of all the red diesel. But it's fucking, it's just, what's the Born Slippy of the country world? You know what I mean? What's the fucking
wagon wheel?
Is it?
Maybe not now. Maybe
they fucking,
a while ago. But
they play it and then they're like, pull up, and they launch it again, and everyone's like fucking jiving like mad.
Yeah. How did I see in that was done a cover of like Avicii? I was like, that crit about turning his grave. Hey, have you seen that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Per Avicii.
I couldn't get into country music at all. I know, to look at me, you'd think I'd be mad about it, but I couldn't.
I mean, it's just, it's crap. Most, I mean, like some like old American country where it's like, you know, you pretend you're a fucking cowboy, class.
Aye, but some like, of that, aye.
Not all that fucking.
I just couldn't get past the
fact. We're going to get neat. If we started slabbing about like paramilitaries, we'd be in less danger than we are now slabbing about country music.
Ah, fuck, I'm worried.
There'd be boys in fucking tractors and all just going, that's enough that shit. Fuck that.
Cancelled. I couldn't get over that the sing each other's songs. They sing like the same songs.
Oh yeah.
That was the thing. I was like, if imagine we done like a comedy show and you done a set and I get up and done the exact same set.
Yeah. Gareth is doing Mickey's psoriasis bit.
It would, like, I just, that's the thing that was like, I couldn't get my head wrapped around that.
But I'm sure there's debauchery at that though.
Oh, it's a pure finger session.
You know when you're like fucking
calf on a cow?
Aye. That big glove up some guy's arse. Like, how do you fag hound his mental?
Or not even feeling the thing.
I remember seeing there was, do you remember Keeper Country or whatever? Keeper Country. Remember that show now was on BBC? Keeping a Country?
Oh, yeah.
And they'd bring a fucking, and it was actually like, they had a camera crew in the Moy, not far from here. And it's basically, because this is what happens. There's a lot of like fairly attractive girls and then just absolute fucking ogres. Mm-hmm. But that's not the currency in the countryside, you know? So you get these wee cute girls running about and then some fucking oaf standing there with a fucking shirt on, you know, like in a fucking Scania jacket says V8 in the back.
But that's the ones you want because they work harder.
Exactly. This girl was fucking, you know, they've got them mic'd up and she's screaming in the air. And I was like, this is how cultures chat each other up. He's standing there, like, hadn't moved. He, you know, he's not out throwing girls around the dance floor. Like, he's just standing there with a pint of Smilex. Looked about 50. And this girl's like tiny compared to him. She's going, what sort of machinery do you have? And he's like, this is like his time to shine. And then he just starts rattling out these fucking bits of machinery. And she's fucking, you know,
yeah. Oh, well, it's not the you could be the ugliest cunt ever.
Aye.
And have 4 acres and you're drowning in fanny. Like. You are like down home. Like, and I've seen it time, like, you know when you go to when you're at school and you had like the popular girls, like good looking girls, and you're like, ah, duh, when she grows up, like, she's going to marry a model. The fattest heaps of shite they end up with.
Oh, why?
Because they have a big front lawn, mm-hmm. road frontage. And then they get like.
Have you road frontage? I do. You can road me backwards then.
Because there's dogs. Like there's.
Road frontage, that's the name of the podcast.
That's the way, and then they get well looking too, because you know, when you live with them, you get like them.
Oh, wow. She's just over a fucking pot of spuds all day.
No, not Chinese, that's all they
Chinese.
Eat now.
And Lucozade, just
Chinese Lucozade. Oh, spuds are a dream nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Sundays, that's for, that's you're up against now. If you're a decent fella, Cody.
It's funny, now you say that, you know, you think the culture diet is all, you know, spuds and steak and all, and it is, you know, they just open the tractor cab and the fucking, wave of Lucozade bottles hit the floor and boost them.
Yeah, yeah. Especially this now, the sales, you know.
Aye. Well, I know. I'm fucking out in the ranch here now.
Aye. You're one of us now.
A slag at it. What's one of us? I was trying to explain. Someone was saying last night, you know, who was like a culty comedian. And I was like, I don't think there really is. I was like, you might be the closest. Well, this was my thing. I was like, if you're unavailable for a few weeks because you're stacking turf, that's a real culty. Because you can live in the country, like.
What, I wouldn't do a gig because there's turf to be cut?
You know, like Begley, my mate, you know, like he's doing musical theatre and fucking doing serious plays, you know, and all this here shit and, you know, about The Rising. And then the next minute he's like, nah, I can't fucking come around. No, I'm fucking getting sunburnt and fucking out by midgie somewhere, stacking turf. And he's like, I can't get away. I just can't get away.
Oh, but that's to hate the house. Is that, you have to do that to get...
And we talked about this before. At what stage do you go, you know, with the oil, we've got the gas, we've got the fucking...
Oil's like £1 million for like a cup of it.
Aye, but if you were fucking getting eaten alive in a field and sunburned and fucking pulling your back out, you'd be like, just fucking put the heat on.
Human suffering is cheaper than having to pay for things. Look at the Egyptians. It's the same thing in a bog.
Aye, like, they had no problem heating anything.
That's why people had loads of children years ago, just for free labour. That was it.
You fucking knock out a bunch of kids and you're like, man, see, in 5 years we're going to be build a castle out of turf right now.
Look at them fucking calluses in that child's hand and only two years old.
You see, our son is, you know, he's grown up here. Mm-hmm. And there's not like an awful lot of farming going on, but, you know, there's tractors and yards and diggers and whatever. And like, just to keep him busy, we'll be like, you know, do you want to put the bricks in this wheelbarrow? And he just two bricks like that, 2.5, and just waddles over, clunk, and then he just keeps doing it and keeps doing it. And I'm like, and then you put him in a bath one day and you're like, oh, his back is muscly. You know what I mean?
Well, your wee boy would grow up like me, because I don't live on a farm, but surrounded.
Aye.
So it's literally every direction there's a cellar pit.
Is your dad on a farmer?
No.
No?
Nope.
Big drug dealer?
Well.
Bah.
Why do you want some? Say no.
Do you do a bit of turf stuff?
Sound dirty there?
But turf. Do you up the turf, do you?
We didn't for ages, but I'd say we will this year. But our bog's fucking, like, it is hell on earth, because it's like a mile in from the road.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's so bad.
Fuck that.
The ground's so bad you couldn't get a quad in or nothing, so you're literally carrying bags on your back out. A normal bog, 100%, I'd take it any day.
There's
of the
modern
week.
Bogs with the lifts and all.
Yeah, but then the doll, see, we don't, there's a doll owns that ground. It's really ancient laws, like, we own the bog, but it's not ours.
Is she like a bog lord?
No, like, it's her land, but years and years ago, everyone was assigned a plot of turf.
Oh my God.
So we have a right of way, but she hates it, so she fucking puts, like, gates and all up through it, and it's real torture.
I was, those old country things, like I was talking to our boy Sean, who's back from South Africa, and he, as a joke, you know, he's went up and he, like, as a joke, introduced himself. And he's like, Sean, and he was joking last night.
Oh, right,
night,
yeah, yeah.
Because he's Campbell, and where he's from, everyone's a fucking Campbell, so he has to give you the full bloodline. It's a Game of Thrones.
Same as us. There's like 18 different McKearneys in Fenton, and none of us are related.
That's wild.
Or so we tell each other. And
just look exactly the same. I don't look the same at all. Sure, I don't have a beard. Sponsored by Manscaped.
Right? That's just inbreeding. Definitely has to be like.
Dragon, if you started sponsoring your podcast with Manscaped, word would get about the town. People would be like, how's that fella? He's got the shiny ball back.
There's a healthy disdain for trying to sell anything down our way.
Is there?
They nearly go again, you.
Oh, yeah.
They nearly grow the beards out. So they wouldn't have to give it to you.
You should. I think you were joking about the hardware thing earlier. You should legit hunt out the cultiest sponsors of all time.
I couldn't sell anything. I couldn't take it seriously.
Well, who takes
I'd
it seriously?
I'd end up slagging it off and then bother.
What would be the cultiest sponsor? A butcher's? Meat? Like a meat? Like someone that does you like a meat pack for 20 quid?
Probably a agriculture contractor.
That's too deep. You needed something. What's... Just like a shop that sells like
Mary
like somebody's like lawnmower repair.
Oh, well, everybody uses that, not just culture.
I know, but it's, come on.
You have to widen the range of it. What are you going to give them? 20% off a strimmer?
Yeah, new string for the strimmer.
That's good enough. Let's get on to that.
So what was America like when you went over? McCann was saying everyone was having fun. You were just in there at it.
I was doing a lot of work at it. Like, I wasn't, but sure, fun for McGann's is out all night for like three nights in a row.
Having sex with a woman?
Well, no. Hoping there is. Funny, right enough, when we landed to the apartment, he was the first one there, and there was this doll there just high off her tits.
That's right, he told me that.
And I was like, McGann, we need to start writing alibis for you, or what the fuck's going on here? But she was just a friend from LA or whatever, yeah, but and she was just, you know, off her tits.
McCann is he is a good, innocent boy now. Like, he'll be like, oh, there, you know, he'd literally just be like, fucking, oh, there was a girl, you know, came back to the flat, and on, you know, she was like, you know, are we having sex or what? And I was like, no, you had a drink earlier, so wouldn't want to be any grey areas.
Fair.
Yeah.
But McCann's good. I think McCann's good at the long game. He'll befriend it all for about 10 years and then go, can I finger you?
And she'll be like, well, you've had your feet cut off with diabetes.
Well.
In 10 years' time.
Rub me stumps.
Put it in. Put the whole stump in, for fuck's sake. People keep asking me, like, when's the video coming out? What's the video? What's this mysterious video? You're making a film?
No, I don't know anymore. It's changed so much.
Get it out. Here's the thing. There's two types of... This is what you deal with in the comedy world. People who are absolutely shit and have an abundance of confidence and conviction. And then people like you, we're just like, just fucking get up. Just get up there and fucking do it. Put it out. Who gives a fuck?
It is badly because I look at things over and over and over
again. That's me hitting you, by the way.
To the point that I hate it.
Aye.
And then I go, I'm not putting that out.
But who gives a fuck? It's not for you. You know what I mean? I read any of those old, you know, fucking philosophy things, or like art is for the is
not. I remember a video I done once. I wasn't gonna post it. I was like, I fucking hate this, and I sent it to you.
Yeah,
and you were like,
and I was like, don't bother your hole.
No, you're like, there you go, a million hits or whatever or something. And it was the Bendorn one, which is the biggest one I have.
Yeah,
and I was like,
how does it feel when you see just like a bunch of, you know, girls heading out for the night with their fucking tits off, hanging out, being like. Tits right, bales right, fucking.
And well, they're not
sitting,
me.
You're
not
sitting in a shed.
No, they're not me face. Like, fuck.
There's one doing the rounds at the minute, and it's from the Love Island video we did. Do you remember I had you down to the other house, and we did the Love Island one, and there's a line Mickey has where he's like, what is it? I'm in the drinking pints and women mainly, or something. I forget the line. But it was fucking on every video I seen.
Some gay, I don't know.
I couldn't even remember.
Is.
And I was like, I know that's Mickey. Where's that from? I was like, is that from? Did we make a video? And it took me a minute to like put it together.
Some gay, I don't know who he is, on TikTok has put all our videos on, took them off YouTube and took. Because there's ones, I seen ones with my voice and I was like, how did they get that? Because I didn't put that on TikTok, but this other gay had. And then they were just fucking using it.
You should buy a twin cam and just saw the roof off it and just sail through Bundoran. With your cock out. I would just hang my cock out the window and be like, it is I.
Like throwing fish to a seagull. Take that there.
Smell of that anyway.
No, I don't know. You get caught out. It'd be like McCann.
You'd get caught out having your dick sucked out the side of a car.
You have too much Red Bull in you for...
Have you ever been... When was the last time you were in that scenario? Do you ever get like swamped by people going, that's your man? That's your man does the voice?
Aye. Not so much like... But before COVID, it was fucking mental like...
Couldn't hit there a central, was, couldn't hit a deli without getting mobbed.
I remember one night in Enniskillen, a friend of mine just got a brand new Jeep. And we're just driving through Enniskillen. And the nightclub was on. And somebody seen me in the back. And they literally like queued up and started fucking like pulling at the fucking Jeep to get into it. And he was going mental. It was a brand new Jeep. It was like a two-seater Jeep, you know. So you had to flip the front seat down. They were like fucking ripping out to get in to get pictures.
Jesus Christ. And you're like, I'm just trying to get out here to get a fucking Insta bar.
Just trying to get a burger here.
Would you not lean into that a bit? You know, just fucking get the shades on, hit the club.
No,
I love the way you just said the club and Enniskillen too. The nightclub.
It was the nightclub. What? Good one to us too.
Huh?
Oh, and it's back in its day.
I just feel like you should be capitalizing on this.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But you see, it's everyone says that, but it's not, in reality, it's not that great.
No.
It's all fucking psychopaths, like.
I would just get
like
in,
any
get
date that
have
went
home.
Out with a doll that has like recognized me, it has been a fucking disaster.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Aye, well.
What's the craziest one? You were telling us some. We were saying this is. Hey guys, what do you got? What do you comedy guys do on the side? We sit in a McDonald's car park with the cars pulled up beside each other, like we're fucking 16.
Yeah, is
and
it?
McCartney tells us about some girl trying to peg him. And we're barely listening. You know what I mean? Everyone's just like, oh, I pegged, hectic. Feel any curry sauce out there? And you're like crying. You keep fucking, the tip was in.
Well, the thing of it, I suppose, true, and keeps me up at night still.
Tell me what happened. You nearly got pegged.
And where to begin? I don't even know where to start. I mean, it just was a fucking down. Well, I met her one, like, we matched on Tinder.
Right.
And I never had a great...
Red flag.
Well, that's true, I was sure. Where else do you go nowadays?
Exactly.
I'm going to put an ad in the paper soon. And I never had a flowing conversation with someone as quick in my life that I never knew.
Right.
And she's like, this was like the Wednesday. She's like, do you want to go out Friday? Mm. Which is very quick. Usually you take about a week or two to get to know of this constant ways or not. I was like, aye, that's dead on. So we went for something date, and the thing she was telling me, I was like, right, this is red flag.
What were you eating?
Everything. Oh, pizza.
Pizza.
So I was happy enough. Everything she said, red flag after a red flag. And I was like, fuck, what am I doing? So I just dropped her home.
What was the red flag?
Well, I can't say. Well, she was married.
That's the fucking, you know that famous image? That's fucking those four soldiers pushing up a giant red flag. The fucking...
Now she was separated, but legally she was still
sweating my back.
And
hold up, red flags there. Fucking just
feet thumping up,
hoisting it up. Reddest of red flags.
So that was all right. And I just dropped her home that night.
Right,
gentlemen, never kiss on the first date.
Not after the pizza.
Now, you have to give a bit of context. There was conversations about before that about sex toys.
Right.
And she was saying about how her exes didn't really like her having sex toys.
Okay.
And I was like, Jesus, daughter, if you were with me, I'd buy you any sex toy.
Whatever you want, I'll probably have it. So I'll probably have it here.
She goes, that thing, no, that wouldn't do anything to that.
That wouldn't touch the edges,
that wouldn't take a dent out of her.
And just drop straight back out.
You need to use the far side of it for me.
She's going in fucking blunt end first.
So that was all right. So she's been telling me all about this here. So that's the context of it. And then the Saturday night, she was like, what are you at? I was like, I'm just sitting on my arse to the fire here. I'm with Naha. She's you coming over. And I was going in my head, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't do it, but I did.
Yeah, so we landed the house. Fire. Turf and, wasted. So you can't turn the turf off once you've... Turn that oil heating off, can you?
I'm fucking reliving it, hey? It's not nice. So that was all right. I went into the house and she said, do you want a cup of tea? I was like, I had three sugars. And I don't know. I was sitting kind of half chatting like this and the kitchen was like over there. I was sitting half kind of dozing. And she came over with the two... two things a day. And for the life of me, I don't know where she pulled it out of, but she pulled out a thing like that and just put it right beside the fucking thing of butter on the kitchen table and went, what do you think of that? But this was the sex toys, you see, she was showing me.
Oh.
So that was like, and but the way she done it was very aggressive. I was just like, oh, it looks great job there. All right. And that was all right. Then she's like, do you want to go in and watch a film? So I was like, aye, dead on, let's go in. And we're watching.
You just with the arse clenched tight.
No, the first one, because you know, you'd know this too. You know when people know you're doing comedy, they do horrendous stuff thinking it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
So I was kind of giving her the benefit of the doubt. I was like, right, okay, she's only acting the balls or whatever. And then so we're sitting watching TV, Thor.
Right.
She's going to be Thor after it. And about half an hour in, she went up and I assumed she was going to the toilet. And she went down the stairs with this fucking like nighty, like a see-through nighty and this big strap on. Oh, I've got to tell you, she's bisexual too.
Oh, well, at that point, like that's fart in the wind, that. Who gives a fuck?
So that's why she had this strap on or whatever. But the way she took it down, like it was bouncing every foot she went down the stairs. The thing was battering the fucking...
Did you take long?
Not overly, no, but I thought she was just in the toilet or whatever. And so I was sitting on this couch and her sitting beside me with this big fucking strap on.
So she...
But again, I don't know if she was like, what do you think of that there? Or she was like, isn't this fucking hilarious or whatever?
So did she acknowledge it? Like, did you just sit down and it's just sitting up and she's like, have you seen Thor before? No, I don't mind it. I can watch it again though. Just wobble it.
No, she's really like, the 3X structure of this film doesn't really go into it. She's like being all intellectual about it. No, literally as soon as she sat down, I was like, get the fuck out of here. And I went to the toilet and I rang my friend. I was like, ring me in 5 minutes that I have to go home.
It's like first dates. But she just kept it on while the movie's on.
When I came back out then, it was, she was off. She took it off like.
I mean, like, did you not go, what the fuck's that for?
I just, see, when I get flustered, I just go real culty. You know, I go, oh, Jesus, look, hey, daughter, fuck that wild thing there, right?
Wild stretching evens,
wild mate. Weapon that there, hey? Liam Neeson could really use that, yo.
Like you're talking about a fucking, like a car. You just fucking some mileage enough.
Kicking it. What should you take for?
That camber, does it?
So that was my siege. But that wasn't even, like, that's not even the worst. I remember at the start, some doll locked me in her house to 3 o'clock in the morning so we could get selfies with her granny. That was the same doll trying to ride me in the fucking graveyard.
Was her granny alive?
That was the other granny we visited.
She's like, you're locked in the house, you're going to yell a selfie by granny. What time's she back? No, I'm taking you to see her. She's back. She's in there.
God rest
her. No,
you've no idea. These boys think it's great New Year because you're married. You go, go out and get funny.
Do you need to move to the city or what?
No, I need a fucking, I don't know, Alaska maybe.
Do you reckon the internet, like in the sort of rural areas, people aren't getting as much normal interaction and they're just like filling themselves up with fucking porn and weirdness and then they actually run into another human. They're like, do you fancy getting pegged after this cup of tea?
But the funny, after I told that in the podcast and I was like, people are either going to go, you're a lying cunt, you did get pegged, or you're lying about the whole thing. And the amount of dolls that messaged me going, do you know that's a big thing now? Like, pegging. A lot of men are asking to be pegged. And I was like, fair play to you, that's what gets you off. But, I mean, I faint if a needle goes in my arm. I go into a coma if somebody tried to shove anything up my ass. Like, I couldn't take it. Like, I couldn't.
Just fucking go straight in.
No, I just go straight. Oh, I couldn't God. Do it, eh? I couldn't. But I apparently it's a big thing.
I'd be like, well, if we really got going here and you know, we're squirting all over the place, you know, there's fucking mad sex party. We'll see what happens. We don't just finish the tea and set it down and be like gone ahead there before the big fight at the end of Thor here.
I couldn't handle an orgy. There's too many to make tea for. I couldn't. An orgy seems the awkwardest thing to me.
Nah, I don't like sharing anything. I couldn't deal with it either. There's a certain admin to it. And you'd find yourself like sort of sitting about doing nothing a few times.
I never think of that, like the admin of having to organize.
I would rather, just, you know, me and McCann have talked about this before. Just, you know, individual women in individual rooms. You've got like a hallway in a hotel and you're like, that's you up next.
But you're getting all that?
Yes.
See, that's no bother.
Yes.
But it's the other way around. There was a big dog in session in Stabon there a couple of weeks ago. Did you hear it?
No.
Like really like high class romping session.
What do you mean by high class?
Like it's very like...
The cappuccino, is that it?
What do you call that Tom Cruise movie?
Oh, yeah.
Eyes Wide Shut type shit, like. In Stabon.
I'd be at it. What, there's not much to do in Stabon.
You'd be at it just to laugh.
Yeah.
Like, because the amount of donkeys would be at it, like.
And just the accent, really. Just everyone sounds like Woodsy. Oh, Sargon, fucking lick me bag. Hey.
See, they come from all over.
Shit, an orgy, I'm sure they do. Be like laser tag.
Hey, the world's fucked. This is you're up against.
Just the next day, fucking mopping your floor up like.
Oh, no, you need to put a tarp down.
You're like fucking, be like American Psycho. Just everything's coming. Be like you're painting the place.
I've often wanted to like stay overnight in the Gorts and Glens because apparently there's wild dog and go.
Well, here people are looking for content from you.
Just to just kind of see, does this go down or not? Me and McCann went one Friday night. And somebody told me that how like if there's a couple of cars, you're supposed to like have a light inside and flash it at them.
Uh-huh.
I just happened to have a flashlight. Happened to have it.
Happened to have it. Fully charged.
Started flashing. McCann took a stroke.
No, he's like, no, because he's so awkward that he'd be like, all right.
No, he took a fit laughing, but laughing to the point where there was no sound coming out of him.
Yeah.
But nobody came over to us.
Yeah, it's probably just another car full of dudes looking to ride some women. Aye. And then there's never women to.
That's probably it.
If I had an orgy in my house, I would get pissed off at wee things. You know what I mean? Like somebody would do something, I'd be like, take your fucking hand. Or, you know, I'd be like, get your fucking feet off on.
I have a coffee table.
I'd be freaking out. Do you know what I mean? There could be 10 people fucking in my living room and I'd come in from the toilet and go, one of you cunts pish in that toilet seat. I'm gonna fucking wreck everybody.
I'm licking out your auntie. Who brought in the boots? You know, the dirt of the place.
There'd be people spaffing up your TV and I'd be like, did someone put a fucking tea bag in the sink? You fucking animals.
A coaster under your balls at least. You dirty animal.
Before you lay them balls down, put this wee doily under it.
Oh no, I don't know what's the goal, but
who put the heating on?
I think I'm gonna buy one of them dolls.
But the fake dolls?
No, like a woman. Is that human trafficking?
Are you gonna buy it? Yes, that is human trafficking, yeah.
Well, there's a fella in Fenton that bought one and his family shamed him.
Bought what?
Like a bride.
A real woman?
Yeah, like she's from I don't know what country she's from. But
is she tanned? Where's she from?
Well, she's from Fenton now, but I don't know where originally she's from. Like Latvia or something.
Okay, like an Eastern European.
Aye.
Lady.
And like the family shunned him, like there was embarrassment to the town. Well, the joke of it all is she was a great woman. And now all the brothers now are divorced. And this woman, like, hard worker and everything.
I'm sure.
Cutting the lawn and everything.
I'm sure.
And a lovely woman, like a standing member of society now.
Well, that is probably, you know, I don't know, like if you were coming from like an absolute kip.
But there is a big thing, apparently there was a while ago, there was these Russian dolls looking men from Ireland.
Aye, but that's them taking over.
Eh? No, but you'd have to go over to them.
You go over there.
So that's, you're like a groom, like a, you buy a groom. Like,
rent a groom?
You have to marry them. Like. No, you're not renting.
What's the point of that?
Because they're big fucking Russian ugly bitches and they need rid or whatever.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Is that what's happening? Like, see, in my head, I'm like, you know, there's some like Russian model smoking cigarettes going like, I need sexy men from...
they're not all models, eh?
No, they're just big fucking, big bears.
The doll I met was it.
I know Svetlana, he lives in my shed. Big yoke.
I don't know, it'd be tempting.
It'd be tempting, Jesus Christ. Sure, just put your house up for like, you know, we're taking Ukrainian refugees.
If so, I'd see that. Somebody done that. Put the house up, they took in the family and he ran off with one of the daughters.
You see? That's how it's going to go now.
No good deed goes unpunished.
You know, anytime she gives you any jip, you're like, here.
Back to Cali.
We might send you back. Just playing that noise around the house. Remember?
No, I don't know. I think I'm too out of the, long of the tooth now to be for a relationship.
What age are you?
32.
They should invent an app just called Normal. Hey, I'm normal.
Well, I'm awkward as fuck too, right?
What about Plenty of Fish?
Oh, it's really fucking lunatics it out.
Is it?
Aye.
That's like some girl looks
I doubt that's the scrapings.
Dresses like pink and she's like 45.
Aye.
I remember that when I was in school. There were so many of these places where people would be like, aye, see if you wanna go and fucking like buck someone's auntie who just got fucking divorced. Go to said place. There was two or three of them were like grab a granny type nights.
But I don't know. I hear boys talking about getting one night stands or whatever. I'm like, it's never as handy as that. I don't know what you done. But it's you. With me, if I go with a doll for a while and then it's not going to work out, she's fucking outside my front door for 3 weeks. You know, there's always a handling to get out of it.
It's not clean cut.
No. And then I'm too
civil. Your woman should just be... I mean, is Tinder like, I'm just looking the ride? What's the ride?
It's not, no.
Is there just...
I'm sure there's dolls on it that are like rebounding or whatever, but... Like a lot of them are just looking at relationships.
So boring. That's so boring. Did I tell you my dad, whenever he was single, went on Plenty of Fish? Yeah. The first woman he went to date with, he's now married to. But he bought a year subscription, he was furious. I used to do a stand-up about it. He was like, do you reckon, because he's a bit of a tech tard, like, he's like, do you reckon you could have a wee look at that there and see if I can get them 11 months back?
Get a refund. Yeah, no, I think I'd like that. Just settle down to fuck.
Just one go, bang.
I couldn't be arsed. I couldn't, like, there's boys I know, like, they're talking to, like, five or six women at a time. I don't have the hand-eye cock coordination to keep up with that. I don't know how they forget the conversations that they're having with, like, separate women.
Oh, yeah, it would drive you. I couldn't be fucked with that either.
I know.
That's why, I bet you speed dating actually kind of makes sense now. Because you can just rack up numbers and like you can tell pretty quickly with someone usually.
Well, boy told me 7 years.
That's when
before you know someone completely, you need to like know them for 7 years.
Who told you that?
A boy I used to work with. He's divorced now. Yeah. Right though. Basically, you know, you do like completely in and out, know a person, like literally know what they're thinking without even saying anything.
You know 7 years?
7 years.
Maybe. Depends how much time you spend
with them. It's like everything else, the more time you spend with a person, you get to fucking know them. Like, I usually get the 7 year itch. Any woman I was with was gone. After.
Have you been with people for 7 years?
Uh-huh.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. I was a real steady man in my 20s.
How many 7 year relationships did you have?
Two.
Fuck me, man. Shifts.
Monogamy. There's only one left in me, and that's it.
Man's grafting. Mm-hmm. As soon as that 7 years ticks over, you're like, she is an arsehole.
And then I started,
see you later.
Then I started stand up.
Did you leave both of them? Or was it mutual both times?
The first one cheated on me. And then I get blamed for that for some reason. And then the second one.
How did you get blamed for that?
I don't know. I'm always turn out the cunt.
Is it because you're not into pegging?
No, she was right dead on, actually. She was a homely wee cutty. She went on holidays. It's always the handling of holidays. That's what beats you.
She went on holidays. Was it that girl in Magaluf sucking 24 dicks?
No, she was 23.
Do you remember that video? Like,
no, what was that?
It was doing the rounds. It was like some girl. I mean, the whole fucking culture of that, like, you're on holiday, there's a holiday fucking rep trying to get you into clubs, and they're like, yeah, we're all fucking mad, and you do 10 sex positions and then you win a bottle of fucking WKD or something. You know what you do that shit? You're on a boat party and they're like, right, first one to fucking get this bottle of Malibu up their hole wins it, or so, you know. It's so seedy.
It's amazing how when you get a group of women together and get a lock of drinks in them, how all just out the window. That's that Bingo Loco was a genius idea. Because they all get loaded and then they go up on stage and go, here, shove that strimmer up your hole and we'll give it to you. And
you're pushing girls out of the way.
The next day then they're emailing and go, I'm a fucking solicitor. Don't ever put that video out or whatever. Just all morals go out to the window.
But that's what they do. You know, that's the environment they create. They're wanting people to get loose, get crazy.
Yeah. And you start giving out shots at comedy clubs.
I did at Voodoo the other week.
I've never seen that.
But yeah, no, this girl, I don't know, they were like, right, you, and it was literally like you win a bottle of vodka or something. You know, you've got 1 minute to get as many cocks in your mouth as you can, and someone was filming it. It was just dudes on holiday wearing like checked fucking 3/4 length shorts, pulling their wee fucking, there we are, right? Like, there you go. And she's like, ah, ah, ah. And of course, you know, she gets the brunt of that. Everyone's like, what are you fucking doing?
Was she from here?
Yeah, I think so.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Look her up there.
But you're just like, man, at least get a boner. There's nothing worse than 24 soft cocks.
Oh, flaccid ale, Mickey, I know.
Just an old fucking... Just
that's why I keep him hard all the time.
Just like a wee witch's finger. Yeah. I
keep him ready to go all the time because you don't know who's about.
Nah. you get her hard there and you cinch it off and you just tie it to the leg.
Ah, her actions, hey, they're getting harder and harder to come by.
Not my word.
No.
I need chemically castrated, get something done around here. You watch those documentaries about the paedophiles, are like they're chemically castrated. I'm like, what is it called there?
Would you ever get the snip?
The snip? Mm. Sure, what does the snip do?
It means like, you know, we can't get pregnant or whatever.
Nah.
You still can buck away and all, but get your tubes tied.
What do you do, like?
Huh?
I mean, I'm not a young single guy running about, like.
Well, I've never, ever... that seems to be a new thing where young gays are getting that. It was always an
Your butler has one?
It was always an old gay thing.
Which reeks of, you know, serial killer to me. You went to those efforts, bro, yeah. Throwing out bag on it, bro.
But imagine you were a young gay and you're bucking it all. I'm like, oh, don't worry about it, daughter. I have the snip. She's not thrusting that.
Yeah. Unless there's a big old scar on it, where he's just like, oh, there we go, that's where they took the knot out. I don't know what to do. What do they do, snip it, tie it?
Takes his balls from his back pocket.
Yeah, don't you
cut them off, look.
Can you still blow loads? I wonder, am I Googling that?
Aye. Much as a snip.
Can, wait.
I know, can, Butler had to go to Galway or somewhere.
Nice.
It's like turkey for hair. Down in Galway.
The Galway snip. Just some fella standing there with a fucking a hatchet.
A butter knife.
Can you still ejaculate after a vasectomy? First search. It doesn't affect your sex drive or ability to enjoy sex. You'll still have erections and ejaculate, but your semen won't contain sperm. Wow. You need to use... Maybe I would. That seems like a great crack.
Hey, the first load would be scary after the snip, wouldn't it? Just pure fucking blood and tears.
Oh, Jesus. Just squeezing out like toothpaste.
Jeez. I can't handle anything. See, if I ever get an actual disease, I'm just going to kill myself. I can't deal with hospitals.
I always think about, you hear about people doing like elective surgeries. Like, I got a vasectomy. I got a fucking, fucking circumcised when I'm 30 or whatever, like Shane.
No.
I'm like, I'm not being out of action for that length of time.
Shane, funny.
I have a boner immediately.
My father's no foreskin.
After the accident. After the incident,
he lost it in the Great War. He's the same thing. Shane was telling me,
fucking bailer there and ripped the end off it.
That is a condition where it gets really tight,
right?
And they have to get it off,
right? Well, yeah, of course.
But that's like poor old Shane would have went to many as a consultant and to get that all. My old boy wouldn't be like that at all. He was like, I need something done because it whistles when I piss here. So. Get me the hacksaw on the vice grips now.
Oh, fuck me.
Hey, put on the kettle.
He's
that kettle boil.
It'd be the greatest fucking trick of all time.
So he was wild like that. Like, he used to, like, he done a
he's
marathon.
He's on a wank.
God rest him. He's still living, but.
But it sounds like the rude sandstorm. He's pulling one off next round.
That's the new country soundtrack. Just whistle wanking in the hedge.
Dick whistle. The dick whistle remix.
But.
Live at the Jamboree 2023.
You can't get a doctor there.
Derek Ryan.
So you're your own doctor?
Dick whistle McCartney.
Untired. Must bring that in here.
If you have to get it medically done, that's grand. Like, I think the general consensus is that, you know, it deadens the end of it a wee bit.
You see, most people...
You still, Daddy, do you still have the sensitivity around the crown?
Yeah, he used it to build our house. fucking Nielsen.
It's like a fucking...
Like a claw hammer.
It's like an anvil you can just do stuff on top of it.
Yes. Opening tins of jam. Tins of jam.
Running around a bottle of Corona. Is there a bottle opener here? Here, don't worry.
But it'll probably happen, because anything that happened to him as a cub always happened to me, so it'll probably happen to me shortly too.
Does it come on, like, fucking, you know, the tightness? He still has it. He's like, just that's tight today.
He took the foreskin home, it was like a silencer.
Yeah, it's like a fucking cable tie.
Oh,
it's tight today, mate.
It just comes on, you like, aye.
It doesn't? Oh, wow, fuck it, hell.
Then you have to get it.
I seen a picture of Alan Irwin's cock after he got circumcised, and it was fresh. Like Mickey, he
said, imagine it just looks like Alan.
Aye, ginger and angry. He sent the photo to Mickey, and Mickey's like, that's Alan Irwin's cock there. And I looked at it, and I was like, geez. It literally looked like a fucking dog had been at it. Like a fucking dog toy. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Wait, man. What did he get done? Nothing. Just the way it looked.
No, he get the fucking he got so he no he burst the old banjo string, didn't he?
Oh, how did he do that?
Bucking, surprisingly.
What was his name?
No, he fell back. I could be speaking out of place, but I think that's what happened. I think he got the old cock injury.
Well, realistically, how else could you do it?
Breaking the banjo string, unless you were just ripping the helmet off it, like. But I think it was during the act, which is sort of like, where, you know what I mean? Get a bit of moisture going on there, man.
I freak enough.
Get a bit of
imagine
butter.
Lying up on a hospital bed and just the cock out, and there's fucking four doctors going, that's mean. I'd just kill myself.
Yeah. That's I when could. I'd want one last boner. I'd be like, how long before you get the consultant round here? Let me throw a bit of blood into it.
Slapping the fucking tablet. Nurse! Come over here and spit in my face to get myself going.
Or you at least need a bit of an air out. You know what I mean? You can't just whip. If you're wearing like a wee tight pair of boxer briefs, you can't whip them down. Your dick's all smooshed up. You know what I mean? You have to fucking, you know, shake it out a wee
like
bit.
Like a Batman villain?
like the guy in Men in Black. More sugar. That's your dick. More sugar.
No. I couldn't do it. Fuck no.
Just live the rest of your life with that fucking whistling cock.
I nearly would. It was just a man thing to do, right enough.
Oh yeah.
Even funny, I actually come
he
up
never
the road.
Married. He's now whistling cock.
Wrong. I have to get my bloods done tomorrow. I'm like, fuck, I'd rather just leave the country right now.
Really? I don't give a fuck about needles.
Oh, if I fainted the first time I got one.
You show me like a broken bone, like someone breaking their arm doing something or whatever, or someone blowing their knee out playing sports, I'm like, ugh. But I could watch needles and blood and all day.
No, anything medical like that at all, I just down.
Just out?
Just down at goal. Like, can't hack it.
As soon as that strap on comes out, you're fucking just keel over. Can I still ejaculate? How long have we been on there now?
I think about an hour.
Oh my God. Whistling Cox, that's the name of the podcast. Do we just do a couple of questions and then we'll move over to do the rest of the questions? Yeah. Let's see if we could do one wee question. What's your plans for the rest of the year? By the way, that's my question.
Rest of the year?
You doing any more stand-up? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, this year I'm going to get me show together and then I'll go tour next year. So that's my plan.
Where are you getting the show together?
Just anywhere I can get.
Doing any gigs?
Well,
we're closing Laveries and then we're reopening as a... purpose-built venue near enough, so there'll be gigs.
If only somebody was asking me yesterday about when I'm next in Laveries. Yeah, I'm getting Pat's going in a skin, which will hopefully be monthly.
Nice.
So I'll do it, and then anywhere else.
Nice.
Did I try and get this hour together?
Happy days. Right, we'll hit a few questions from this, right, and then we'll move over and we'll do the full. When's the video gonna drop? What is the video I've asked it for? Is it like a feature-length film or something?
The last time I looked, it was at like 30 odd minutes, but I'd say that'll be cut down. But man,
do you need a second set of eyes on it?
I will.
Show the boys.
I will.
Like, now I'll go through it like a fucking...
But it fucking takes... Like,
a pack of piranhas ripping it apart.
you forget how long it takes to do anything. If you think something's going to take a month, it's going to take you at least three.
I've never thought like that. I've thought, can I do this tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I think that's why I just get... I'm like that too. I'm like, because after a while I do lose interest in a thing. Mm-hmm. I need to nearly get it done right away. But like after this video, I'm just going back to like short sketches because I will go mentally fucking insane.
You just need to say, you need to...
But I'm trying to up me. I'm always trying to bigger and better than the last one, which is nearly,
impossible, yeah.
Unless you have a fucking Hollywood budget behind you.
But only you know that.
I know.
The people don't know that.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Very hard.
The people just want more. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I'm starving. You're like, I'm making you the best dinner ever in 3 weeks. You're like, I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, man. Yeah. True. Yeah.
It's like doing stand-up. People come off and like, fuck, I fucked that bit up. They don't know. You know what I mean?
But I was purposely trying to like do them because mine are all shit and rough because I shoot them myself. So half of it was like out of focus. So I was purposely even trying to like get better production and all. And you're right. Like it is like most people don't give a flying fuck about it. Just people who's into like Niall there give me a lot of shade about it. Like.
I think subconsciously people are, but they don't know they are.
I think but audio.
People love good production.
Yeah.
They don't know that they love good production. Like Neistat did a class thing where he's like,
yeah.
Lots of subtle things throughout the video is very pleasing and people don't know why.
Yeah.
But yeah. Is there a thought put into it?
Like he, you know, his looks like he patched it together in a morning or something, but it's like he's done it that many times that they're so like, you know, they cut the fucking time lapse and you're like, that probably took fucking all morning. You know, like there's a bunch of shit.
Yeah. And then I've seen things where there was one show and it was really rough and like the second season was very like well put together and they're like, that's too polished now.
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah. It's too good looking.
There's like, you know, I remember whenever I started making videos, I was like, I'd love to be making like fucking sketches, you know, like it was on the Chappelle show or something.
Yeah.
But I only had a fucking JVC camcorder. So I went the other way where I was like, I'll make it look like it was
supposed to be like
self-shot, rough documentary type thing. But that is a style.
I like that kind of zoomy office type style. Like, and it suits because whenever you're fucking doing it yourself, wee bit of roughness does help, but I think I might just delete it and move on in my life. Start task over.
Shut up. Get pegged on film. That'd be funny. This is the most culty question ever. Which does Mark prefer, Tyrone or Fermanagh people? And is Trillick or Tempo the back of the mountain? Niche reference.
That's a very local person, whoever that is.
Ryan Goodwin, you know him?
Name rings a bell. I don't know. They're very different for people that are so fucking close. I couldn't pick. Hey, you couldn't keep picking your children up there. But Trillick's the front of the mountain.
Did Mark ever get that date with your doll, Mackle?
Oh, Patrice.
What's that?
One of the Mulhalls asked me a question about Patrice Mackle on podcast. And she's like a TikToker or something.
Oh, right.
And then she was putting up something on TikTok about me or whatever. But no, I wouldn't let her go out with me. She's too good looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, she's good looking, Cody. Like.
We'll not go into the online pervin right now.
But I wouldn't let her degrade herself.
Really?
I know what I'm worth. She's worth 10 times me. if a good looking doll ever did chat me up, I'd be like, are you taking the piss out of me or what the fuck?
But if you're funny, you know, it's a different thing altogether. Look at some of the heaps that are walking around Laverick's with wives and children and fucking, you know, riding flat out now.
I know.
Well, he doesn't even have two hands.
Who are we talking about here?
Finger him both.
As long as you've one instrument, you're all right.
Instrument? We'll finish on this and then we'll move over to the Patreon for the questions, patreon.com/generalbanter. Do you have any survival tips for cultures living in places like London? Asking for a friend. What would be your wee home comforts if you were trying to hunt them down over there?
Fuck, that's... McCann would be better, man, to us than that. See, I've only ever been... Like, the longest I've ever been away from home was, like, a month. I don't know how you'd live in another... Do you ever live in another country?
I live in Glasgow. For a year. Which is not really a different country, let's face it.
Political.
It's like Belfast over there. You know what I mean? It's like fucking same shit, same people.
I'd say the food's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need to have your nan bar. I took a big bag of fucking tea bags to New York.
Really? People always did. I never understood that.
Like never used one. Never
you took them all, never used
never
them?
Used
you
one.
Took them?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You can get whatever the fuck you want in New York.
Made me feel safe. Not nan bar. You can't get it in New York.
I mean, who gives a fuck? Did you drink any tea when you were there?
No, that's the hilarity of it.
Yeah.
But if I didn't drink, see if I went, well, not today right enough, but if I went tomorrow and drunk no tea, I'd have a migraine and be 12 o'clock.
Just that low key coughing.
Yeah. So if you're living in London. Thing.
Sure, London's full of tea.
English fuck is London, tea. Just come home.
I know, fuck London is right. I hate London.
I've been twice as a deer hole, but I enjoyed it, like. But every then I always get to go home, so I don't really...
Every time I get back, I'm just like, ugh. Like, I've been to plenty of big cities, like, where I had a great time. But there's something about London where you're just like, man, this place would fucking...
Fuck, no. The last time I was over was when I was videoing for the Christmas special, and I was just literally... I went myself, and for, like, 2 days, just toured around the town, making a ball to myself, and I really enjoyed it, like. Met Vittorio, done a wee gig, and...
Shout out to Vittorio, seen him on stage in a photo last night wearing a pair of, like, Birkenstocks. Man.
What's that?
Like sandals.
Oh, right.
But like you'd hate it. Deer sandals, you know what I mean? They're like fucking...
I couldn't wear sandals on my toes.
Do you have weird toes? You told me that before.
Aye. They're very... They're lopsided.
I can't remember if it was you or someone else telling me that weird toes at one point.
You wanted me to do a sketch about a foot model and I was like, sir, you'd vomit if I took my sock off.
Good. That's our new sketch. We're going to write that at lunch. I'm going to take you for an exotic lunch.
Nice.
Get you a fucking avocado, you know what I mean?
What? I don't think I've ever had an avocado in my life.
An old cheese pear. Have you not?
A cheese pear?
No, I'm joking. That's it.
Is that a thing?
No.
And say it probably is somewhere.
We'll get you a wee avocado on toast with an egg.
That's why I love going about these boys, because I get to venture out, you know? I learn stuff.
I think if you went to buy an avocado and seen the price of them, you'd be like, where do we think we are? California?
You probably wouldn't even get an avocado south of Lisburn. Or you shouldn't, actually. Avocado on toast, another thing?
No, I'll take you for the Mediterranean breakfast where they give you the fucking, what do you call that, squeaky cheese? Halloumi. And you get a fucking confit tomatoes.
Oh, that last time we went, now I was a wee bit hesitant now, but the haggis burger.
Oh yeah,
that was tasty. Now,
but that's not fancy food.
That's fancy to me.
But it's not fancy. It's like peasant food from a different country.
That's still fancy to me because I'm a peasant.
If it's not a fucking potato
but
sandwich,
I would never ever. If I went into that place and seen haggis burger on the menu, I'd be like, not a fucking chance. Because I want to eat here. I want something.
It was great. Were you there now, or was it? Yeah, it was great. General Merchants, shout out. Still have a fucking voucher to go in there for a free lunch. Shout out to them, boys. Right, we'll get out of here. We'll do the questions on the Patreon for the half hour power hour. Cheers for joining me in this part. Explosion. If you want to plug there? Follow McCarney on Instagram.
McCarney Plus. Oh, fuck, aye. Good man now. McCarney Plus.
McCarney Plus, he has his own website. He has bypassed Patreon.
Yes.
Rightly so, it's a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But we're too deep in the game now. But you have McCarney Plus. How many people are on it now?
Nearing 1,000.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. You have 1,000 people on there?
Heading that direction.
Fuck me, sir. Well, there you go.
See, when you're an entrepreneur like me, you know, I get up every morning at 3 o'clock and write me mantra. Yeah. Get the fuck back to bed.
Write me mantra. Do some research. What is an avocado? South of Lisburn.
It's a new documentary, McCarney Plus.
Yes. What is an avocado? We Netflix thumbnail.
I should do a food show.
What is an avocado?
Just give me something to have to figure out what it is.
You should just take a, you know, there are foods that come around in trends, like halloumi was a big one.
You heard of halloumi?
There was a camera came out years ago called halloumi, wasn't it? Halloumi?
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 What was it, hummus?
No. That's a different episode. Hummus has its own episode. Halloumi is a Greek cheese made out of something. What animal is it made out of? Sheep? Goat? It's some sort of it's not cow's milk, but it's like it gives you this like squeaky, very salty cheese.
And what do you mean squeaky?
It's got a weird like squeaky bite to it.
Oh, cheese strings.
Yes. It's like eating a fucking condom. Yeah, it's like fucking, but they fry it and you know a wee bit of honey on it. It's a nice texture.
So, it's cheese. Yeah. Wait, see, it's the fancy names that gets me.
Well, it's Greek or something. That's what they would call it over there.
I would sure there's Feimeltown cheese, but we don't call it fucking.
But that's a brand. It's cheddar, is it not?
Oh, see you, Vian. Need a show.
We're getting out of here, guys. Shout out to our final sponsor, Flow CBD LTD. They're having a summer sale. I keep forgetting to put the ad in. Did you ever use any CBD? That's another episode.
Drugs don't work on me.
You need some. Them toes. If you use the code SPRING, you get 40% off CBD products. I mean, what more do you want around here? Cheers for joining me, Mark McCarney. Let's move over to the Patreon. Have a pish. Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.